This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is John, VK5RJ. Friday lunch at the Torrens Arms was well attended, and everyone appeared to have a good time with 12 people attending. Some good discussions around the table. For those wishing to attend the annual dinner, i.e. the Christmas lunch, you need to send an email to secretary@ahars.au with your call sign, the number of people, and your menu selections. The cost will be $30 per person, payable on the day to the bistro. The club will be subsidising with $10 to cover the full $40 charge. Menu selections available are eggplant parmigiana, sustainable fish and chips, free-range chicken schnitzel, and roast turkey. The choice of desserts is Christmas pudding or tiramisu. At the next Saturday session, David, a VK5DLZ, has a scanner and associated equipment that he recently purchased to show us, and I have a couple of cheap multi-element antennas to show you, which may be of some interest to those whose signal has degraded from the RAD repeater now that it has moved to Belair. So see you on Saturday the 6th of December at 10 a.m. for a coffee and cake. As usual, information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website at ahars.au/radio-nets. And there are some interesting things on our Facebook group page at www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. And that's all for this week. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Greetings to all listeners to the North East Radio Club News Bulletin. This is Les, VK5KLD. Now, the Saturday Arvo meeting of the North East Radio Club had some last-minute changes made to it. Now, due to a bereavement in his family, Adam, VK5GA, had to cancel his demonstration of amateur satellite communications. However, the North East Radio Club antenna guru, Neville, VK5ZNP, stepped up at the last moment and gave a talk about 80-metre antenna systems. So many thanks, Neville. Now don't forget to tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon for the next amateur technical segment. Today's subject will be global positioning systems, more commonly called GPS, and also Doppler will be included. At the end of the broadcast, there will be a callback, so call in and give a report on the broadcast. Now, this will be the last lecture for 2025. Now, if you've missed any of them, then you can hear them by going to the North East Radio Club website and listening to them by following the link to the Amateur Technical Segments archives. Now, the North East Radio Club Christmas Breakup Dinner will be on Friday the 12th of December at the Modbury West Community Hall. So get there at 6:30 p.m. The cost will be $5 per head, and bring along your partners and any special beverages that you'd like to enjoy. There will be a quiz night for all to participate in and enjoy, and there will be no hard questions about amateur radio. Invitations will be sent out to all by Groups.io with all the info and to help us to estimate the catering requirements. Now, a big hello to VK5ACZ, Jeff Syme, who is laid up in the cardiac ward at the Ashford Hospital. So if any of you are near the Ashford, call in and say hello. I'm sure Jeff would appreciate the visit. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative as usual. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday, I floated the likelihood of our group activating a park for the VKFF activity weekend. Well, we made it happen. The park we selected was the Gower Conservation Park, which is situated 20.9 kilometres southeast of Millerton and 36.1 kilometres northwest of Mount Gambier. There is a small clearing near the northwestern corner of the park, which was just big enough to accommodate our new club trailer plus 9 other vehicles of varying sizes. Tim, VK5AV, had his Nissan Navara all set up by the time we arrived, and what a great setup he has. On the back of the ute was his Telstra mast, which slides into his Hayman Reese type tow bar, and which is roughly 5.5 to 6 metres high. Attached to the top of this was his multi-band N-fed antenna. Under the shade of the roll-out awning was his Blomold table, a small 12-volt fridge, and a 120-amp-hour lithium battery pack. On the table itself was Tim's Yaesu FT991, plus some homebrew log sheets. Tim normally uses a digital logging system on his tablet, but it was felt that a paper log might be a bit more user-friendly for some of our newer members. Our club trailer has solar panels on the roof and 300 amp-hours worth of lithium batteries, so club president Nick was able to fire up his electric hot plate, which a number of those present put to good use barbecuing their sausages. The radio in the club trailer was Nick's own Yaesu FTDX10. Greg VK5ZGY set up his portable setup, which consists of a 7-metre squid pole, a home-brewed lithium battery box, and an ICOM 706 Mark IIG, which is housed in an old power tool case. He only operated this briefly in order to show freshly minted new club member Tony how it all goes together in very quick time, and to give the group another contact with Gower, not park to park. All present agreed that it was a fantastic day and that we should be doing more of this kind of activity. We were extremely lucky with the weather, as the day before was quite miserable and the day after was quite hot. We ended up with 12 members present on the day, which we felt was a good result, but we think if we had had a bit more time to publicise the event, we may have attracted a few more. Our next big event is our annual Christmas barbecue, which will be held at Lake McIntyre on the northern outskirts of Millerton. This will happen on Sunday the 14th of December, so we are in touch with the weatherman and asking for a beautiful day. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.